ability, which makes reading, holding a book, or turning a page difficult or impossible. The content is copyrighted by the respective publishers. For more information, please visit us on the web at nfradioreading.org. Hi, this is Nick, and for the next few minutes, I'll be reading from today's newspaper comics in the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. We begin, as always, on this Friday, August 21st, 2026, with High and Lois. Lois says, as Chip sitting in his chair, "It's a nice day out. Why don't you take Dog out for a walk?" "Do I have to?" As he goes, "I'm the one missing his favorite chow." As he's out for the walk with Dog. Says Jeremy wakes up. He's having a nightmare. "Jeremy, you're late for work." "Ah! There's nothing worse than having a job nightmare." "Jeremy, you're late for work." "This is reality. Except living one." Londi. Dagon and the family are in front of the TV. "I can't remember the last time all four of us sat down and watched a movie together." "No distractions. It's historic. No calls or texting. I can't wait to tell Ricky, Jacob, and Riley. And Amanda, Chelsea, and Kelly." The kids get up. "Hey, at least they lasted through the movie." Beetle Bailey. Beetle says to Sarge, who's in bed, "We got you an anti-snore pillow, Sarge."
"That looks like a normal pillow."
"Try it over your face."
Hager the Horrible.
Hager says to his men,
"Men, are you prepared to meet your maker?"
"Absolutely."
"I've been looking for my daddy my whole life."
"Me too. Same here."
Break of day, we see I think a technical term is a stalk of broccoli. I could be wrong, and it's making itself a cup of tea, because it's brocco tea.
And that's right, Ed. Brocco tea.
Okay. Sorry for my bad Johnny Carson. Family Circus. Dolly and Jeffy are looking at the lake.
"Lakes are just oceans with the waves turned off."
And Barney Google and Stephanie Smith. Chuck is talking with his friend to school. His friend goes,
"I just realized, Jackhead, we got through the first week of school without getting in trouble. "Well, you know what that means, Jamie. Next week we're going to act up twice as much."
You've been listening to a reading of the day's newspaper comics and the Niagara Frontier Radio Reading Service. Thanks for listening.